played minor pro hockey, but more importantly known as an author, and had a movie based on his book, which, of course, many of you have probably seen the movie, maybe not have read the book, Goon, The True Story of an Unlikely Journey into Minor League Hockey, was written by Doug Smith. Then, of course, that the movie Goon got based on that book. And Doug joins us now. Doug, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, guys. I got to tell you, if you're announcing me as the big guest of the night, I'm kind of laughing on my end.
Hey, Doug, come on, man. There's not many guys who have a movie made after their book, for sure. So let's kind of go back. And, you know, when I hockey DB, you know, your career, you weren't a guy who played a ton of, you were in the minors for it's funny. You started in the minors in like 89 and 90, but then you were out for a few years and came back in. So tell me kind of quickly just your career hockey path.
Well, I mean, for those who don't know my story, it was certainly an underdog and a long shot. I didn't start skating till I was 20 years old, so I was, well out of high school, and I didn't actually play my first organized hockey game with a referee and all that until I was 22 years old. And by the time I was, I would say, just about 24 years old, I got a shot to play in the East Coast Hockey League. And it was because I had a fighting background. I was an amateur boxer in my area. And, back in the 80s and 90s, fighting was huge, especially in the minor leagues. And a guy like me, regardless of my hockey skill, I could find a job somewhere just being a tough guy. So it kind of unfolded in that way.
Doug, I'm looking at some of the teams you played for. What's really troubling to me is I've been in a lot of these cities, and I've played in these rinks. You were with the Johnstown Chiefs, and there's always that famous movie Slapshot was filmed there. I actually went through there and played a game there as well. What was it like playing in an arena that was so famous with that Paul Newman movie?
Well, first and foremost, and all due respect to the other hosts of your show, but, I mean, Jason, I've been a fan of yours forever. I've watched you play since you were with Worcester in probably the mid-90s. And, although my story is really unrealistic, it's, once-in-a-lifetime type of story, you know, a guy like you, I'm sure you can understand where I came from as far as just trying to find my niche in a sport. And like yourself, I mean, I know you were a draft pick, and I'm not trying to be condescending, but I mean, you certainly didn't put up huge points. You had to find another way to make it in the NHL, and you also played the role of an enforcer and as a tough guy, and obviously you were very successful.
Doug, let me stop you there, Doug, just for a sec. Strud's on holidays. He's walking Gage. He was also drafted, but he was a goalie. And Gager, I'm not sure Gager ever actually got in a fight, but he did grind it out in the minors for a long time.
Yeah, no, and I've actually been to Worcester too. So I thought I was all digging this. So I thought, oh my gosh, this guy knows me. No, this is great. No, that's great.
But, no, I followed you, and I've watched a lot of your fights. I mean, Jesus, let's face it, you fought every legitimate heavyweight in the NHL through your career, whether it was with the Vancouver Canucks or Blackhawks or Rangers. I mean, I know your story. And like I said, I'm a big fan. But to get back to the question, you know what? I mean, there's nothing more exciting than getting a call from the head coach of a team, especially a guy like Steve Carlson, who was in the movie Slapshot, and literally asking you on the telephone, would you be willing to come down and play the last quarter of a season and fight? And you got the green light to go after everyone and anyone you want. And I mean, you know, talk about a dog wagging its tail. So I was in heaven. And again, that war memorial in Johnstown, Pennsylvania is so iconic. It's an incredible place to be at.
So you obviously knew what your role was pretty clear, right? He says, hey, you come down, you can fight anybody. Obviously, in the 90s, in the East Coast League, it was very much a fighting league, no question about it. There was that reputation for sure. And obviously, it's clean. It doesn't have that same reputation now, Doug. So, you know, you bounced around the ECHL, the AHL, the IHL for a little bit, and then you were done. Then what got you into thinking, hey, I'm going to write a book about this? Because it is pretty crazy to think a guy who couldn't even skate at the age of 20 and didn't even play a game till he's 22. Obviously, you knew how to fight, but it's really kind of crazy when you think about it, because the movie, I know a lot of guys are like, well, this is such a joke, like this would never happen, but it did actually happen. Like it's basically based on your career and your experiences in hockey.
Right. And I mean, because I started so late, I certainly knew I was never going to have a career as a minor league hockey fighter. And I was basically just a hired gun. You know, I was a guy that would get called up on a moment's notice for a team who's tough guy, who was maybe he was injured or suspended, and they were going to have a game against a tougher lineup, and they needed someone to, you know, who was willing to go out and protect their team. So, you know, I would only get a couple of games here and there throughout the year. And it's no secret that my skating wasn't that great, so I'm sure that certainly hindered my future possibilities with other teams. But nevertheless, you know, the guy who wrote the book with me, one of my best friends from my neighborhood, his name's Adam Fantasio, and, you know, he said, we should write a book about this story of yours because it's so unrealistic, it's so crazy, you know. And we kind of sat down one day and just kind of put it in order from when we started skating on a pond in my area at 20 years old to, you know, all the different fights I got into in the American League and the IHL. And, you know, I get to experience three or four real, you know, for me anyway, big time leagues.
Doug, we hear about when enforcers, I guess, yes, as you put it, the night before the game, looking at the other team and going, oh, I'll probably have to go up against this guy. I might have to go up against that guy. There was a lot of enforcers talk about the stress of the night before. What was it like for you to prepare for, or maybe even getting that calling up? Did you look at the other team's roster and see who you might have to drop the gloves against the next night?
You know, the one thing I definitely had, Jason, that a lot of people didn't have was I definitely didn't have fear of fighting or fighting an opponent because I had that background as an amateur boxer.
And yeah, it doesn't sound like it. Part,
yeah, I mean, the fighting for me really was the pleasurable part. It was more the actual skating and keeping my balance and not falling down during a fight and, you know, making an ass out of myself, so to speak, and disappointing my team or not giving them the lift that they need. I mean, you know, so for me, I mean, in hindsight, the guys I fought in comparison, say, to the guys you fought, I mean, you fought guys like Ojek and Chris Neal and Shanahan and Orr and Tenorti. I mean, I can go on. I mean, those guys are like legit super heavyweights of the NHL, you know, and I'm fighting guys in the minor leagues who in their own right have their own respectable reputations. But the fighting itself never really bothered me.
When you look at, and Doug Smith joins us, he wrote a book, and of course then the book became a movie, Goon. When they approached you about your book to say, hey, we want to make it into a movie, were you thinking, is this a joke? Like, kind of, you know, what was your thoughts on that, and how involved, if any, were you in the movie?
Yeah, you know, in all seriousness, the book had been published in about 8 or 9 years later. We, out of the blue, we get a phone call from some Hollywood rep who said that somebody on a writing team who writes movies had seen the book in an airport. He saw the cover of my book, and for those people who have never seen the cover of my book, it's titled Goon. And, I mean, again, I'll always refer back to Jason a little bit because I know he played this role in a major way. But, you know, Goon, I wasn't a goon. Neither was Jason. That's just a grabber of a name we used for the title of the book. I wasn't out there purposely and maliciously trying to hurt anybody. But between the title of the book and a cover of the book had a picture of me with a big black eye. You know, the guy who was on the writing team said that he knew it was about hockey. He knew it was about hockey fighting. And he said after he read the book, he wanted to write a movie about hockey enforcers because they've been such a big part of hockey itself for decades. And he understood what they do for a team and what they do for the audience and what they bring to the rink. And he said we could probably use this guy's book as a background. And we got a phone call a couple of weeks later from some people that wanted to buy our rights so that they could possibly make a movie. And they were great. They came out from Hollywood. They met us, Adam and I. And, you know, the guy kind of said to us, listen, we buy hundreds of books every year. And most of them are never turned into movies. They just sit on a shelf. And he said, you know, to be honest with you, your book's had a nice little run. It's been out for 8 or 9 years now. you should probably just take the check they're offering you and just be done with it, because it's already had its run. So we did. And little did we know, 5 months later, we got a phone call saying that, you know, they are going to write a script, and they're going to probably reach out to you on occasion as a consultant to ask you questions about certain things as a minor league hockey player. So my role in the production of the movie wasn't, like, I wasn't really balls deep into it, but I had enough involvement that it, you know, made me feel like I was contributing.
Did Liev Schreiber ever contact you or Sean William Scott, I guess, just to kind of about the roles at all?
So I did get to meet all the actors, and they all read the book, and especially Sean William Scott, who said he read it probably a couple of dozen times just to try to get a real feel for the character. And, you know, as anyone who's seen the movie will know, it wasn't a true autobiography movie like the book is. It's kind of corny. You know, it's just kind of, like you said earlier, there's a lot of scenes that people would be like, that would never happen. You know, if you're like a real hockey player, you might just look at the movie and shake your head. But, you know, they had to give it some kind of a twist and a spin.
Yes.
I think it would be too boring if it was just the Doug Smith story, so to speak. But I understand where they went with it.
So, Doug, was there now? It, like, when it reads out the you know, the movie title, it says, you know, was a bouncer. Were you a bouncer in real life before?
Yes, I worked at a couple of different Boston area bars, and you know, I would work the door and check IDs, make sure everyone was legal to come in, and you know, had plenty of after-hour fights with drunk guys out in the parking lot. So, you know, as I always jokingly say, I got plenty of workouts in.
I could imagine that would almost prepare you for the role rather easily.
Yeah, for sure.
What now? You fought on skates, and then, of course, as a bouncer. Which one was more difficult?
Oh, well, there's no two ways about it. I mean, for me personally, learning to keep my balance on skates was a tremendous challenge. And then throw in the fact that you get someone who's opposing you and they're yanking at your jersey and they're trying to throw you off balance, never mind you're trying to dodge punches at your face. You know, skating around in circles or carrying the puck is one thing, but to actually drop your gloves and square off and keep your balance during a fight is just, like I said, a tremendous challenge.
Did you have anyone that worked with you to help you become better on your skates?
You know, I worked with Adam, who wrote the book with me. He had a hockey background, and he was a really powerful, strong guy, weightlifter. He got the ball rolling. You probably know a guy named Paul Stewart, NHL referee. Longtime tough guy for NHL and WHA, and he lived in my neighborhood. And I got to go on the ice with Paul throughout the summers, and he would kind of help me out a little bit with balance and things like that. And, yeah, I was fortunate to have a couple of people like that.
Doug, was it all fights, or was there any big goals in your career at all that you scored? Did you ever get the chance to ride the stick down the middle of the ice?
Yeah, you know, I am credited with one assist. It was a shot that kind of went off my shin pads, and someone slapped on the rebound. And I actually had, in the East Coast Hockey League, one night I got a little extra ice time, because I usually sat on the bench until, you know, the shit started, and then I get called out and line up next to the guy kind of thing. And coaches were smart. They knew how to use me. They weren't really putting me out on the flow. They put me out in the stoppage of play, just so my skating wasn't really exposed. But I remember I actually somehow got a breakaway and picked up the puck around center ice and headed in. And about the blue line, I started to take a slap shot for whatever reason, and I fell down before I even got the shot off. So that's the highlight of my goal attempt in hockey.
So you're like the Scott Ferguson of breakaways, a former wonder who had a breakaway
ten.
And tripped. Yes.
Right. Time
well, that's
ten.
Awesome. Now, do you have any other books planned? Because you guys wrote two books. Anything coming out in the future about it?
No. I mean, I think I was very lucky and fortunate, of course, to just get what we have already from coming from nothing and nowhere. And, of course, the two movies are you know, I mean, icing on the cake, as they say, and they're was, from what I understand, an original contract years back that they wanted to do a trilogy of movies. So they wanted to have three movies. I don't know if I can stomach a third movie, to be honest with you. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, Doug, we really appreciate you joining us. Thanks for this, and great for some background on the movie Goon, and more importantly, the book that you and Adam wrote about your career in the minors, the Goon, the true story of an unlikely journey into minor league hockey. People can read the books if they haven't seen the movie. Appreciate your time.
Guys, thank you so much. My pleasure.